Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Greg Maturi, currently the pastor of St. Dominic's Parish in Youngstown. Welcome, Father.
Great to be here, Tim.
Great to have you again. We're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, about what we believe as Catholics. And we're discussing the sixth commandment, Thou shalt not commit adultery. And we were discussing last time about having control of our drives and our emotions and doing it in a way that we can then at the same time be able to freely love others. So let's talk about that.
Sure. It's a great issue. You know, the sixth commandment, while it's specifically about adultery, it's more broadly about human sexuality and the good of human sexuality. And how human sexuality is connected to love. The two go together. The reason God created human sexuality was for the sake of love. Now, love requires freedom. You can't love unless you are free. You know, when two people get married, when they come to me and they ask me to do the pre-cana with them, the first question I ask them is, are you entering into this relationship freely without any coercion of any kind? Love requires freedom. But freedom requires self-mastery. If we don't have mastery over ourselves, then we are slaves. We are enslaved to our passions, to the vagaries of life, to the undue influence of other people. So we need this self-mastery. And self-mastery is intimately connected with self-sacrifice. In other words, one has to be able, in order to have mastery over ourselves, we need to be able to sacrifice our pleasures and desires when necessary, when situations call for it. Mm-hmm. And love oftentimes calls for us to sacrifice ourselves, our desires, our own wants, and put them as secondary to the needs and to the service of others. And that's what the sixth commandment is about, really.
Okay, so we're talking about how we can live chastely when we're free to be loving and we're not the slave of our own selves, our own drives, our own emotions. So question 406 asks, does everybody have to be chaste, even married people?
Sure. Everyone who wants to be free needs to be chaste, because all chastity is it's a virtue it's an interior disposition. It's something inside of us. It's part of our character that inclines us to seek the good of human sexuality and to make sure that we always act in accord with regards to our own sexuality, in accord with the good of human sexuality. And that means living chastely. Now, chastity, the virtue of chastity, comes under the cardinal virtue of temperance, so it requires us to sacrifice, to learn how to be moderate, and to abstain. And outside of marriage, we need to abstain from sexual intercourse, because outside of marriage, sexual intercourse is not love, does not reflect love. Outside of marriage, sexual intercourse strictly involves using another person for my own personal, selfish pleasure.
Which leads us into the next question, Father. The UCAT, question 407 asks, why is the church against premarital sexual relations?
Yes, exactly. Well, a good point. Look, the church is not against it's for. The church always takes a positive view of things. The church never takes a negative view of things. I mean, granted, the commandments are done in a sort of negative way. You shall not commit adultery. But that's just the other side of a coin that talks about the positive view of human sexuality. The church is for the good of human sexuality. And when people use human sexuality for something that's not good, then the church has to say, look, this does not accord with the good of human sexuality. Any premarital sexual relations falls short of the good of human sexuality.
So the church is protecting love by enforcing the sixth commandment, which is not to have sex outside of marriage.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't even necessarily like the word enforcement. I mean, the church has no police force. The only
they have you though, Father.
Well, okay. Then we're in trouble in so far as police force goes. But you know, the church has no police force. It has no way of enforcing the church. The church is not about rules. Look, you and I, Tim, we're discussing as two mature, intelligent, reasonably so, human persons. And that's all the church does. Look, the church sits down, in a sense, the church sits down with everyone and says, let's discuss this as intelligent, free, loving human persons to determine what is the good of human sexuality. And if you think about it, premarital sexual relations and extramarital sexual relations always fall short of the good of human sexuality.
Okay, that's a good point, Father. I've heard it said from those who have left the church or those outside of the church that the Catholic Church has too many rules. But, you know, my response is they simply stand behind what the Bible says.
Look, the church has one rule, love. And everything else has to do with that.
I think Jesus said it, love God and love your neighbor.
That's right, exactly.
Those are the two commandments. So question 408 asks, how can you live as a young Christian if you're living in a premarital relationship or have already had premarital relations?
And this is an excellent question, and this is an important point as well. If one is living in a premarital sexual relationship, or if one has already engaged in premarital sexual relations, love and therefore the church offers forgiveness. The sacrament of confession, the grace of the sacrament of reconciliation, gives us the opportunity to honestly and humbly and sincerely confess our sins, receive forgiveness, and start again. Start all over. And only this time, renewed and refreshed with the grace of the sacraments. So, as with all sin, the sin of premarital sexual relations can be forgiven. Now, the reason the church strongly encourages people not to engage in premarital sexual relations is that it won't lead to happiness. On the contrary, it will thwart one's pursuit of happiness by making them less free, less capable of love, less capable of experiencing the good of human sexuality.
Okay, well said, Father. Question 409 asks, is masturbation an offense against love?
Yeah, well, and that's a good point. You know, the church, of course it is. Masturbation falls short of the good of human sexuality, and therefore it is against love. Now, the church understands human weakness. Jesus understands human weakness. Look, we're all weak. We all make mistakes. We all need the Lord's help in order to live the fullness of love that His grace allows us. And, you know, and so we all need the Lord's help. We all need grace. We all need the grace of the sacraments. We need to come to Mass. Look, if we're going to truly experience the full goodness of human sexuality, we have to come to Mass. We have to go to confession. Not as a rule. This is not a rule. This is a honest admission that we are weak and we all need the Lord's help.
I think you can add into that, Father, in a marriage, we need to make Christ a part of that relationship. Because when He is, and I've noticed it not just in my own case, but in friends, when you make Christ a part of that marriage, you have that holiness and you have that unity.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the Lord, I think that's a great point. Christ has to be part of the marriage. Christ has to be part of our lives. We cannot live the Christian life unless Christ is very much a part of our life. You know, Christ has to be in us, living the life, moving us, refreshing us, giving us strength. The Christian life is not about trying to do everything on our own. It's about admitting humbly that we need help, all of us.
Good point. We're all sinners in need of God's grace. Question 410 asks, what is meant by fornication?
Yeah, so fornication means sexual relations, sexual intercourse outside of marriage between two non-married persons, whereas adultery means sexual relations between at least between two people, at least one of whom is married, and the other is not his or her spouse. Fornication is sexual relations, sexual intercourse with two people who are not married.
Okay, so question 411 asks, why is prostitution a form of fornication?
Yeah, prostitution. Yeah, it's kind of, that too falls short of the good of human sexuality. Why? Because love involves two human persons giving themselves to each other as a true gift of self. And in prostitution, people are not giving themselves to each other freely as a gift of self. They are, on the contrary, they are taking advantage of each other. They're using each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's contrary to love.
Even though it's legal in some parts of the country.
Well, you know, the jurisprudence involves state representatives who have to make decisions, and sometimes they make a mistake.
Great. Well, Father, we appreciate your insights. We've been listening to Father Greg Maturi on Faith with Father. Thanks for being with us. And this is your host, Tim Perry. Until next time, may God bless you and yours. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.